Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All righty, 844, 16 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, welcoming in Jonathan Webb, Director of Workplace Markets at Global Furniture Manufacturer, KI, to talk about Generation Z members and what it's taking to get them to come to work. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm okay, sir. Tell me what you found, that what it takes to get Generation Zers to sign on. What are they looking for?
Yeah, it's a little bit different than it was even a few years ago. You know, before the pandemic, most organizations really didn't have a work-from-home practice. They didn't have a hybrid policy. And because that practice has really become much more normalized, you know, we found that the traditional office extras, they're not really as important anymore. You know, it's not the ping-pong tables and the other playful amenities that we saw before 2020. I think employers are really trying to redefine the value of the office in some really fundamentally new ways where they can say, listen, we understand that you might do some sort of focus work away from the office. You might stay at home, you might go to the coffee shop. But here are some things that we want you to do and focus on when you do come to the office. And here are some things that we're providing to hopefully make, you know, your employment at our company more enjoyable.
So they don't want a ping pong table? I'm confused.
Well, not really. I mean, I think they want flexibility, to be perfectly honest. I think that Gen Z wants to work wherever they want to work, but when they do come to the office, there has to be a little bit more meaning behind the why. Why am I coming to the office? Why is it important? And employers are really having to focus on that. You know, they're focusing more on engagement, more on collaboration. And I can't overstate this strongly enough. Organizations and employees, they both recognize the importance of face-to-face engagement. You know, we went so long with Zoom meetings and everything else. We are starting to see this increase in the number of spaces specifically designed for ideation and group interaction within offices. Areas that just promote one-on-one interaction are being reduced to accommodate these new team-oriented spaces. And that's really, I think, what Gen Z is starting to shift their attention to, because you know what? They can go anywhere and find a ping pong table. You know, if they truly are interested in engagement and collaboration with their coworkers, the office is really still the best place to do that. So, you know, we as furniture manufacturers, we have to help our clients figure out how to shift the office space from what used to be just a one-to-one, one FTE to one workstation environment to something that's much more collaborative and much more inviting to get people to come back to the office.
So cubicles are a no-no?
Well, they're not a no-no, but I would suggest that it's no longer necessary to do one-to-one if you are going to have a hybrid policy. You know, if you have 200 people that work for you, you don't necessarily have to have 200 workstations. There can be more unassigned spaces. There can be more sharing of workstation spaces. And that's one of the gives and takes I think every employee, Gen Z and otherwise, has to certainly understand. Real estate is still expensive. So if an organization is going to invest in changing the dynamic of the workspace to make it more accommodating, it stands to reason then that the number of individual workstations might be reduced.
So after COVID, have you had to alter your business in terms of office furnishings and what offices will look like?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things. There was really a big change after March of 2020. We had this this great acrylic shortage because everybody was putting up barriers up everywhere. You know, that lasted for 6 or 7 months, and that kind of went away. I would suggest that the number one issue that we are discussing with our clients these days is really around acoustics and technology, and they kind of go hand in hand. So, you know, we all became experts on Zoom meetings, and now we've got people that are coming back to the office at points during the day, and they're still conducting video conference meetings. And those things can get kind of loud. You know, you're talking over through a computer to somebody, and there might be somebody, you know, 6, 10, 20 feet away, and they can hear the conversation quite clearly. So we are really focused on making sure that our employees understand the need for proper acoustics, dividers and barriers that are more acoustical in nature. And then the second thing is, even though we had all of these individual one-on-one video conferencing things right away through our laptops, most organizations really weren't equipped to do video conferencing when they have a group of people that are in the office and then they still want to engage and collaborate with people outside of the office. So the way that technology is being planned for within these large spaces for ideation and engagement collaboration is something that we are constantly working on with our clients.
What have you found in running your company and from what you hear from your clients about salary? Is that because it seems like my generation, it used to be all about the money. It's like, yeah, that's fine. How much are you going to pay me? How much vacation do I get? Is that less important to them now? Do they not care about that? I mean, they'll be somewhat concerned, right?
Yeah, they certainly are. And as a father of a recent college grad and a soon-to-be college grad, I can tell you that salary is still very important to this generation. But, you know, from my standpoint, just an example of talking to my own kids, really make it a point of getting them to understand the whole package that employers can put together. You know, what does the total benefits package look like? KI, for example, the company that I work for, we're an ESOP. So, you know, we spend a lot of time with incoming employees making sure they understand the value of an employee-owned organization. You know, what does that mean from a stock-sharing perspective? What does that mean from a long-term financial planning perspective? Now, somebody that's 22, 23 years old, I get it. You know, they're not necessarily looking 20, 30 years into the future. But we do our best to educate them on what it means to be a long-term employee at KI and the value of everything that we provide in addition to a competitive salary.
Hey, I appreciate your time and your insight. I really do. Jonathan Webb, Director of Workplace Markets at Global Furniture Manufacturer, KI. If you're the parent of a child recently graduated from college, I'd like to hear from you at 504-260-1870. Tell me what was important to them, and how does that compare with what's important to you when it comes to advising them on taking a job? 852, 8 till 9, time for traffic now on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.